Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our consciousness, how we are evolving as a civilization, as a human race. We are being upgraded, and there's so many amazing people coming to the planet, being transformed, and uplifting the rest. And I think tonight's guest is very special, somebody who I've personally worked with, who's really tapped into a whole other level of reality. She calls it 12D, but it's so much more. Her name is Kimberly Meredith, and she really brings in the healing power of love, of possibilities. Welcome, Kimberly, to the program.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes, I mean, I know we can tell a little bit of their story, just a little bit, because I think it's phenomenal and the gifts that you have to offer people. But before I say that, I want to say Kimberly will be in New York City one evening only, because she hasn't been to the East Coast, so she's going to do an evening at the church at St. Paul and St. Andrew on West 86 and West End Avenue at 7 p.m. You can go to my website, newrealities.com. Look for a picture of Kimberly Meredith. It says it right there. And make a donation, and you get a seat reserved for you at this amazing event. Do you want to just talk about, before we talk about you, what happens at your events, Kimberly?
Sure. I am a medical intuitive. I scan people's bodies. I'm transchanneler medium and surgical hands-on healer. And at the event, I'm guided out through my many angels that come through, and I scan the room and I follow my intuition to find selected members to come on to the table. I scan your body and find ailments that are going on in you, and proclaim what's happening to you. Then you can proclaim if it's correct. And then I'm guided to do a healing on your body. Also in the room, I will lay hands on several people throughout the room and do blessings on everybody in the room with anointing oil and holy water. Often people are channeling also and experience a high vibrational of healings throughout the room, and it's very high energetic energy of the God vibration and love and beautiful feeling, and many people feel blessings happening to them. Yes.
But people have had remarkable experiences. I mean, I've seen them. I've felt the energy. But tell us some of the things that, you know, you've helped people with, because it's truly phenomenal.
Okay.
What,
Well, throughout the last 3 years that I've done healings, I've had people get off the table and had tumors completely dissolve off their necks, tongues that have been paralyzed for maybe half their lives come back to being able to swallow again. Breast cancer I found in the audience of their breast without them telling me, and the cancer is completely gone. Hearing restored. Various things have been completely healed through the grace of God. This is what happened.
Well, are you on... I mean, anyway, I didn't say thank you for being on the show, because this is very nice, and I'm very happy to be hosting you in New York. But I want to ask you, are you amazed at what goes on? It's like, is it as surprising for you as it is for everyone else, or is it just what you expect it should be? I wonder what goes on for you, you know?
Yes, I am. I am in complete awe, and I live my life every day in complete honor of the God, and often I call God one with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit to me is the voice of God, the energy of God, and I'm in complete humbleness of this beautiful energy. I have a practice in Los Angeles, and private practice, and I do healings around different events, and I go out and I do spiritual speaking, and I do these beautiful events and showing the work that God has chosen me to do after I had my near-death experience. So I am in complete
right.
amazement.
Yeah, talk about your near-death experience and how suddenly you were transformed from, like, L.A. actress into this amazing healer. Really, what happened?
Well, I had, you know, I did have some paranormal and a little bit of some abilities when I was a really little child. And then it sort of left. And then in 2013, I had a near-death experience, an NDE, which drastically changed my life. I did not walk.
What happened? What was the NDE?
My NDE was I was hit by a car. I had blunt trauma to the back of my head, and I was hospitalized in 2013. And I went through a tunnel. I remember seeing a beautiful white light, soft clouds. I heard, you know, soft voice saying, "You are safe." But I was in the hospital, and I went through this, you know, amazing transformation after that. I heard, you know, lots of nurses around me as it was happening. It was chilling, you know, to be on the other side, but actually hearing lots of things at the same time going on. And then when I came back to in the hospital, it was, you know, not that great when I came back to. I was in a lot of pain when I came back. And when I came back, it was no bed of roses. I was really in bad shape when I came back. I was sick. Yeah, very sick.
Pete, the doctor said you might not be able to walk again.
Yes. For several months, I was in the hospital. I was in a wheelchair, and I came home in the wheelchair. And they said I would never, ever walk again. And my neck was severely injured. And my head, you know, I had a severe hematoma. My legs were chilled. And in the hospital, they were constantly trembling. They couldn't understand what's going on. And I truly believe at that point, I was receiving the Holy Spirit through my body.
Mm.
And I
with
had been
the, thinking, with the. With the trembling legs, you were receiving the Holy Spirit. You felt that was coming into you.
I absolutely believe. I know that my NDD was destined to happen at that time, and I truly was saved by the Holy Spirit. Absolutely.
Mm. What was the moment you realized it was the Holy Spirit when your legs, or was there a moment where, like, you separate from your own personality? And you just knew you were connected to something bigger. Was there a moment like that?
Yes, yes. That was one of the times that I knew something was happening. But then after I came home, there was another time when I was on the couch in my living room. My eyes were having a very bright light through my eyes. And I was on the couch. And I had a moment where... I was in such an amount of great pain, and I remember having a moment where I said to myself, I cannot do this anymore. I was in such an amount of pain that I cannot take any of this medicine anymore the doctors were giving me. And I just said, I'm just turning this all over to God. And I just said, I'm just giving all this medicine. I'm throwing it down the toilet, and I'm just giving it all over. And I'm not going to take any of this pain medicine anymore. I'm not doing any of this anymore. And I'm just turning it all over, surrendering everything I have. I cannot do this anymore, even though I'm in all this pain. And when I did that, I truly received the Spirit of God through my body. And then the blinking, I feel, started about 2 weeks after that. And I felt that was another huge moment that shifted my life.
Right, because in your diagnosis, in your work with people, your eyes blink very rapidly. It's a little disturbing to watch, if you must know, but
it's
intense.
Like I'm blind scanning people. Yeah, it's like I'm blind when I scan and I find everything in their bodies. Yes.
Right. So when you work on people, you worked on me. You put your hands on people, and then if your left eye blinks, it's one thing. If your right eye, it's another. What is it? What's going on?
Well, I channel, I'm a telephone pole to the other side, the spirit world, and I talk to God through my eyes. And at that time, I started learning to speak to God through my eyes. And yes means the left eye blinks yes to God in codes. The right eye blinks no. And both eyes are blinking in agreement. It's sort of like free will is both eyes blinking together. And so
I see.
And that is with everything. That is not just with scanning. It's with channeling, all kinds of information.
But when did you realize that you could lay your hands on people and the Holy Spirit, which is what you call it, comes through you and people are healed? Was there a moment that you realized that?
Yeah, so gradually it started unfolding in 2014, 2015. As I started healing through starting to learn to walk, starting to learn to drink out of a straw, my jaw had been crushed. As I learned, it started to get better slowly. It started to unfold, and I was like, wow, this isn't me anymore. I am a different person. I am a channel. I'm not ever going back to my old life again. My voice was different. I was starting to understand that this is not, my old life is over, and I am truly having a different incarnation. I am I'm starting to change here.
Were you like a walk-in, as they used to call it?
I don't like to come out and say that, but yes, I was having a different, an actual different situation happening here, yes.
But so, maybe it was just that your soul was upgraded. Maybe it's not.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's your
into a higher dimension. Yes, a higher dimension. Mm. And I started unfolding with multiple gifts. Clairessence, clairvoyant, clairaudient. And everything was unfolding super fast, super, super fast. And I had a friend of mine come over to the house. He said, you know, what is going on? And he said, you know, what are you going to do with yourself? And I was like, well, I'm just, you know, laying, you know, on a couch and things are unfolding for me. And I had did a little bit of a healing on my head in front of him. I was rubbing my head and you know, kind of doing a little bit of rubbing my hands together on my own head. And he had Achilles heel that wasn't well at the time. He had been an ex-football player. He had worked out in a gym. And I found out truly that I had a gift was at that very moment. He had an Achilles heel hanging out. He was an ex-football player. And he was going in for surgery in a couple of days. And he had asked me, can you rub your hand on, you know, my heel or something? What do you think? And I said, okay. So I had taken my hand and I rubbed my hand on his Achilles heel. And I had said a Hail Mary. And I had been saying Hail Marys, which is strange. I'm half Jewish. And my mom was Italian Catholic, but she hadn't converted when I was born. And I never really said Hail Marys very much in my whole entire life.
She converted to Judaism? Your father was Jewish and your mother converted to being Jewish, you're saying?
Yes, yes. And we always went to temple. But I was saying Hail Marys for some reason in my sleep. And I was waking up at night with my hand in the sign of a triangle. And I was the Trinity sign. And I just started saying Hail Marys. And so I know that Hail Marys is very beautiful. I know that St. Mary was Jewish. And I know that I just kept saying Hail Marys. And I know that the Native Americans say Hail Marys. So anyway, I rubbed my hands together very hot. And I put my hand on his Achilles heel. And I said, the Hail Mary. And I had this cold laser machine that my uncle had sent to me. I was very rebellious about this cold laser machine. I didn't want to use it. And I just kept staring at the machine. I had used it a couple times on my head and my neck and everything. So I took the cold laser machine. And you need tons of cold laser to really make the cold laser really work on anybody. And I took the machine, I put it on the ankle, I said a Hail Mary, and I put it on his ankle for maybe like a couple seconds. And he said, wow, I feel something there, but, you know, I don't know. And I just said Hail Mary, and he left. And then about a day later, he calls me up and he says, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? He says, you healed me. They canceled my surgery at Cedars. I said, you're kidding.
Wow.
He says, Kimberly, you're a healer. I said, what's a healer? He says, my Achilles heel never came out. And I said, you're kidding me. He says, no. He goes, get off the couch. He says, you need to start healing people. I'm going to send people to you from Gold's Gym. And I said, why? He says, because they're all hurt down at the Gold's Gym and you can start healing them. And I said, wow. By doing what? And he says, by praying on them. And maybe you can help their shoulders and doing your praying on some of the guys down there. But my Achilles heel never came out. And they want to, they're not going to do my surgery. And I was just kind of like not getting this whole thing that he was saying. And I was kind of like going, healer, I'm in a wheelchair still. So it was just kind of very interesting. So I didn't quite get it at that moment. I wasn't scanning yet, but I was, you know, blinking, but I wasn't scanning. And I had the energy from my hands.
So you felt, but so when you started to do the healing, you felt a different energy coming through you when you started to say the Hail Mary?
Oh, yes. It was starting to happen. And I knew that I was not in this dimension. I was in another dimension, that I was being used, that my life was not ever going to be mine anymore, that I was truly in this higher dimension, that I was moving through what they wanted me to do, and that this is what my life was going to be, and that this was supposed to be the way it was supposed to happen. And then all of these people from Gold's Gym was starting to come to my home, and then at that time it started to speed up, and then instead of my scanning with my hand and the blinking eyes, I was going, oh, did you have a hernia here? Oh, did you have rotator cuff tear here? And they were like, yes.
Wow. But when did you start to get, when did you get up out of the wheelchair?
Very soon after that, I started walking. I started getting stronger and started walking.
And what did the doctor say about that when you started to, walk on your own?
My neurologist was very proud of me, happy for me that I was able to start getting the strength to walk. And that was good news. Hallelujah. After that, what happened? I started to get the gifts of laying on hands and healing. So after scanning and blinking and finding where things were, then I started having, and the next gift was then I could start dissolving tumors and dissolving injury and taking it to the next channel. Yeah.
Do you think your gifts are growing every day, every time you do it, would you say?
They are getting stronger now, yes.
What's changing as you progress with your healing work?
Well, after that happened, then it started going into being a surgical healer, which I say surgical healer meaning I don't use any instruments, but my fingers are like little knitting tools. So they move where they want to go in. The right eye blinks where there's something that needs to be put back in place. So if an intestinal tract needs to go back in, or hernia needs to be taken out, or I need to fix surgeries that have happened at doctor's offices or surgical centers, or you have something happen and now you're still not feeling great. My right eye will blink where they want to fix something. The left eye blinks, it's going through. Both eyes will blink that it's finished. So sometimes someone has something done already that's been, you know, already surgically done. They'll tell me where something needs to be fixed again on top of it. So my eyes will and hands will surgically go in and do that through the Spirit of God.
So this is only, you've only been doing this for 2 years now? Is that when did your near-death experience happen?
2013, I didn't start doing this laying on hands. So 2014, I haven't done this. I just started going out 2015, 16. I've only really been publicly doing it for about 2 years.
Wow, and you've already have such a great record of helping people, but you know, and so you started to scan people, and just describe what a scan is, and we're going to do a demonstration on the show here, but just describe what you do when you're scanning people.
Yes, and just to go back, one thing about you asked about the energy getting stronger. Actually, when the live events are happening now, the energy is getting stronger where they will find people just sitting in the audience and come right up to you. And if you have something on you, they will come up to you and honor you and lay hands on you and help you out doing that.
Wow.
Okay. Going back to a scan. Yeah, so in my private practice or on the table in a live event, they ask the person to be very open with doing a lot of breathing, which really helps because we come in the world on our breath, we leave the world on our breath. So breathing is very important with opening up your energies, your meridians, doctors call it. I call it the chakras. The more you breathe, the more I can hear your lungs, your heart, and every bit of your body. So I pick up on your breath as I'm scanning you. So I can hear just by you breathing, I can hear your lungs, your heart. I can hear your heart by your breath. So I ask the people to breathe a lot. Yeah, I ask it to breathe a lot. And then I can go look right through you through my eyes, and I can just scan you, you know, through that and through my blinking. And then I just ask you to also say, I am love and I am light. And why I ask the person to say, I am love and light is so what it does, it puts a shield around your body because there's a lot of good spirits in the world. There's negative spirits in the world. And we're fighting against this polarity that's going on right now and has been going on from the beginning of time since we came into this world. So putting that shield around your body is so important. I also talk a lot about dimensions. I channel a lot of high science masters. And I believe that we can live in a third dimensional world and we can also be in the 12th dimensional consciousness. And I ask people to put that energy around you so we can move into 12th dimensional consciousness, which I love. So I ask people to go into the 12th dimensional consciousness, which makes us easier to be healed. Living in third dimensional consciousness makes it harder for us to be healed.
And wait,
it's God.
I mean, most people don't even know there's four dimensions or five dimensions. What is 12th dimension?
Okay, so this is something that Einstein spoke about and many beautiful scientists spoke about. We live in dimensions. We move in and out of dimensions all the time. You get in a car accident, you go into a dimension. It's like, oh, you're on a Disneyland ride. You're going in different dimensions. So people talk about spiritual warfare. There's all these different attacks going on in the world. There's media that's happening all the time. There's all kinds of different dimensions, things going on, feeling worried, fear. That's a dimension. So we want to live in the highest, beautiful, soft, loving dimension, right?
Right. Yes, we do.
We feel like, we want to feel like we're, you know, some little kids go, when they're in the 12th dimension, they go, we want to feel the Harry Potter world. We want to be in that world. Like, So when I say God, God is love. God is light. You know, Einstein would say, all we need is love. You know, Lenin said, all we need is love. God is love. So, you know, I honor all religion. A lot of people that come to the events, they yell out, Bhagwan, Hashem, you know, Allah, you know, everything. You know, God. God is this beautiful, loving feeling. And so when we tap into that higher consciousness, that is the 12th dimension. So I often will say, let's go in the 12th dimension. Rock on, God. So getting up to that higher vibration is that higher vibrational love. When we're in the lower vibrational third dimension, that is the worry, that is the fear. That's when we get sick. That's a lower vibrational dimension.
So by lifting the people out of that lower dimension, it also heals their body. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. So how do we stay in that dimension? Is by truly making that commitment 100%. It's like being married. You're either in or you're out. So truly stepping into that dimension, staying all the way up there, no matter what, commitment, no matter what, in that state of consciousness.
Well, can I just ask you, like, maybe a personal question? How does it feel like to you, like you've given your life over to this power? It's like you are, because when I talk to you, it's like this is not just your work. This is a 24-hour-a-day job almost, you know? I mean,
right.
Are you okay with that?
Yes. I have, they blink, yes, because I am truly, fully giving my heart to God. And even though I feel that when the world fully I believe, will have peace on this earth. I believe that the people will fully understand it is our responsibility. We can't look to others, fully give ourselves over to God, to love. Even Yogananda said, our bodies cannot have fear and God living it at the same time. When we fully give ourselves over to the higher love, to God, and I feel people do want to have this, so we, our bodies can be fully healed and have this fully loving experience inside of us. This is something that is just amazing. And this is when I feel the spiritual dark forces will leave our whole entire world. And we can live in a third and 12th dimensional consciousness at the same time. Amen.
But you know, so your life totally, this is, I mean, it's so remarkable that your life changed and you were willing to go with it. It's like you saw a higher purpose for your life. Did you always have a suspicion that this was a destiny for you? Or were you, or not? I don't know.
That's a great question. You know, when I was very, very little, I would say maybe like 5 years old, I knew that I was different. I had a lot of lines on my hands. No boys wanted to hold my hand. They said, your hands are different. I knew I was, I always would say, I was reincarnated. They forgot to change my hands. And
that's
I knew
funny.
I was different. Yeah, I knew I was different as a little girl. I knew I brought my little dog back to life when I was really young, and my mom was not happy with that.
Wait, what happened to your dog?
He had a seizure and he died. And I remember putting my mouth on his mouth and I was bringing him back and he came back. And my mom was just horrified. And I had a lot of premonitions when I was young, and I did a lot of different things. And then my mother was not happy with my blinking eyes. I had blinking eyes that were fastly blinking when I was very young. She was
The way they are now, you mean? You had that going on? Oh.
Yes. Oh, and she could tell me to stop blinking. And it was very, you know, upsetting because I didn't know why I would blink. And then it just stopped, completely stopped. And then I didn't have any more blinking. But then I would, as I went on with my life, I went into nursing. I went into medical consulting on television shows. I did some acting. And then all of a sudden, after the accident, this is what happened. And it came out. So when you ask me, am I kind of surprised? But I always loved God. I always loved God. I always loved praying. I always felt good when I went to temple. I always felt good when I'd go to some church sometimes with my other grandmother. I always felt such love for God. I always felt close. I always honored. But I never was like this at all. Never. And I never had, you know, remember in nursing, though, I had I would pray with people. I did have some occurrences in nursing where some things would happen where I remember the doctor would say, wow, that person woke up when you laid hands on it when he was in a coma. And that was kind of strange. But I always would look the other way, and I didn't want to, like, make a big deal about it.
Wow. So, but this now, you feel so aligned with this mission, right? I mean, it's just like, this is why you're here.
Absolutely. There's no turning back. There is an absolute driving force. I am fully committed. And I would do anything for anybody to help awaken their gifts. I feel many people are here to serve God. I feel that is our main purpose for all of us here. Everybody has a special gift. I feel everybody in this world is here to help each other. And I feel this is a very special time in the world right now for all of us. Amen.
It really is. But just tell me, when you talk about God, what's your definition of God?
Oh, it's just so much love. I could cry right now. God is so amazing. I mean, I can't even express to you how much I love God. It just brings so much tears to me. And the Holy Spirit is just, you know, when people say Holy Spirit, and sometimes they come down on me and they'll say, oh, you're a holy roller, or you're a Christian, or, you know, and I say, you know, Holy Spirit and God has nothing to do with religion. But I honor everybody's religion, but I am just such you know, in honor of the energy that comes through me when I'm able to lay hands on somebody and see them totally release disease out of their body and understand that it's nothing but peace and love, and that I'm only coming here in peace and love.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Great. Thank you, Kimberly. I really appreciate the depth of your calling, your destiny, how much you're willing to...
Thank you, Alan, for all that you do and everything that you do to help the world and understand that higher consciousness is reaching into the higher levels of the energy of God and changing the vibration in the whole entire space and time of our bodies, because our bodies and every cell in our body reaches every other cell of everybody else's body.
But what exactly is God? Is it a being or is it a totality?
No, it's not a being. It's an energy that created us here to be here and keep us going.
It's pure love.
Absolutely. God is not a fearing God. God is an accepting God, a loving God. But there is another energy that is here, and you have to face it. There is another energy that is here. And that other energy, you can tell it to say goodbye to it. And when you stand fully in the beautiful energy of God and accept it and tell the other energy goodbye, you're not allowed to come at me anymore. You can just get goodbye and say, I am with you, God, and say it out loud and accept it into your body and your heart. It will fully leave you. Amen. Amen.
So, people don't necessarily need you. I mean, you're a facilitator, but if they could do that would be a healing for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can gain that strength, absolutely. Absolutely. You don't need a book. You don't need... What I'm here for is absolutely... You know, you can hear somebody teach and preach, but what I feel is what's so amazing about seeing it and seeing the miracle and witnessing the miracle and watching the miracle is amazing. And that's why I think that I go out and show it at the events, and you can see it. I speak in tongues with the angels because they're here now. The angels are here, and they want you to see it, and they want you to proclaim it. They want the people to proclaim it, that they are with God. You know, Abraham Lincoln said, choose which side you're on. Are you in or are you out? And proclaim that you are, you know, you are here. You are ready. You are taking responsibility. No government official has to do something. You can stand strong. You are loved. You are equal. Everybody stands a chance to be equal, and you can accept the glory of this and be strong.
Wow. I mean, you are so passionate. When you're talking, I'm actually feeling the Holy Spirit. You know, it's as if it's channeling through you. It's just so...
Well, everybody has a spiritual awakening process. Everybody has their own time to have it happen to them in their own lifetime, their own awakening. And I feel that, you know, everybody's blessed with their own gifts. Mothers, teachers. Everyone is beautiful in this world, and everybody has a chance to step into their own time in their own loving way. And I believe this is...
I think it's beautiful, Kimberly, how passionate and how much you've given your life. Do you want to... demonstrate a scan. I sent you a picture of a friend of mine, and we're going to bring Andrew. Are you on the phone? There, are you on the line? So you have the picture, and just describe what exactly you're going to do. Let me just see, Andrew. Are you there right now?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, Kimberly. This is Andrew, and tell him and me and everyone listening what exactly you're going to do, because you have the picture in front of him, in front of you. So what's your process?
Okay. Hi, Andrew.
Andrew.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to meet you. I got your picture today. Is this a current picture or a while ago?
No, the photograph was taken yesterday, last night.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to scan the photo with my eyes. And the left eye means things are good. The right eye means things are not so good. And if you can breathe in and out and make a sound with your voice like, ha.
Okay.
Go ahead. You can.
Go ahead, try it.
Okay. And I'm going to start scanning it. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Good. Ha. And you can saying, I am love and I am light.
I am love, I am light.
Good. And as I'm scanning it, keep the breath going. And so I'm just looking at a photo of you. So, you know, and I'm not seeing you at all, just the photo. And I'm going to scan the photo, and then I'll scan the front of you first, and then the back of you. And then after, I'll tell you what I'm seeing just looking through the photo. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And as I'm scanning you, keep just breathing like this, sort of like you're having an energetic MRI. Like that. Okay, here I go. I'm going to go face first, left eye. And I've never seen you, never spoken to you ever. Left eye. Going through your pupil. Left eye. Going through your arm. Left eye. Right eye. Say, I am love and I am light.
I am love and I am light.
Keep saying
it. I am love and I am mine. I am love and I am mine.
Coming through and they're speaking to me. So they're telling me something happened to you. Okay, right eye.
I am love and I am mine. Good
job. Scanning the back of you now.
I am love. I am safe.
Keep proclaiming, I am safe.
I am safe.
So chattering the teeth means you're in some sort of pain.
Some pain going on.
I am love and I am light and I am safe.
I am love, I am light, I am safe.
Good job.
I am love. I am light. I am spirit.
Okay, so let's talk love, about this already. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so let's
take a That's good, Andy. Okay.
Let's take a couple deep breaths. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Andy. Thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
What
so
did you
I'm
find,
you,
Kimberly?
I'm feeling that there's some pain there, Andy. Are you in some pain?
No.
Okay. You were in pain, though.
Yes.
You definitely were pain before. So what I do is I channel everything that could have happened to you a long time ago or now or current. And so I'm channeling that something happened to you at some sort of accident. I'm channeling that absolutely the angels are telling me something happened to you.
You want me to answer?
Not yet. I need to have good communication with you, Andy. So please, if you could speak closer to me.
Sure.
Okay. So my channeling is the angels want to speak to you. So they're giving me negative blinks on certain parts of your body. So I need to really be in good communication with you. So as I go through your body very closely, I'm going to tell you where I get negative blinks. They're chattering teeth telling me that at some point in your life, you were injured in these certain places. And the angels are telling me that something happened to you and you had painful experiences. The only way that angels come in and chatter these chattering sounds mean that something happened to you in these areas.
Okay.
So they're going into the right hip.
Okay.
Blinking there. Blinking your right knee, going into your prostate, going into your other hip. So I don't know. Is that accurate?
Anything? Did you ever have pain in those areas?
No.
Okay, so what happened to you in those areas?
Tell us what happened to you that was...
I'm not getting any feedback from you. So,
no,
I'm also getting
your
neck. I'm also getting your neck. I'm getting your heart.
I'm getting your
abdomen. I'm getting your prostate, your bladder. I'm getting your head.
Yes, I had a tumor in my head.
Thyroid. I'm getting your back of your back.
Oh, wait. Like Kimberly, he told you what happened, Andy. Do you want to
tell us? No. Once again, if I'm going to do channeling over Skype, I need to have somebody that is actually really letting me talk to them. So here I go.
Okay, he's letting you.
Once again, I need somebody to communicate with me. So here I go. I'm going to do it again. Starting from the top of your head, the right side of your head, I get a negative link. Going down the spine, I get a negative link all the way down your spinal cord. I get a negative link on the right hip. Going down the back of your leg, I get a negative link down the right leg. Coming up on the side of your hip, I get a negative link on the right hip. Coming up the spine, I get in the back of the neck a right eye blink, C2, C3, C4. Coming up in your scalp, I get something happened to your side of your inside of the head in the brain area, neurological.
Correct.
Okay, inside of your front part of you, Andy, I'm going inside of your body. I'm going through your eyes. The left eye, I'm getting something stronger than both eyes, actually. Coming inside of your jaw, in your jaw. Yes, just keep following me, honey. Inside of your mouth. On the left side of your mouth, I get something happen inside of the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Inside of your neck, more to the left side of the neck. Thyroid or some sort of something happening in the thyroid or in front of the neck. Something in the neck area. You either had a trach, I don't know, something happened in the neck. I don't know. They're blinking something in the neck. Something is
going on in your neck. Do you want him to tell you what happened to him?
When I call out something, you say yes or no.
Okay.
Yes. Yes to the head.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, saying to yes neck. To the head. Yes. Yes, he had a problem with his head. Yes, he did.
And yes to the left side of my yes to left eye. Yes to the left side of my face. Yes.
And
to
what's going on with the side of your neck?
Well, I had some kind of pain that the Holy Spirit took away. I don't know what it was, but it was just tension, I guess.
No, the carotid artery, there's something on the side of your neck, and there's something coming. Now, do you have a thyroid issue or something with your neck?
Not that I know of, but I had acoustic neuroma tumor in my head that affected
yes.
the whole left side of my head.
Whole left side of the body. Also yes. coming down with your heart. What's going with your heart and your lung, Andy?
I don't know.
Okay. Mm. Also, what's going on with your knee and your hip?
I don't know.
Okay, so since you had the tumor in the brain, what happened
yes,
to
on,
you?
It was on the brain and affected. It was there for many years, and I found yes. it in 2005 and was removed. And the whole left side of my body was affected. Left side of my face is still affected. It's still numb, and my left eye is very bad, you know, not good. It was affected, and it's very dry. And I have a lot of problems with it. And the tumor was 3.5 centimeters long, and it was
yes.
removed. It was very large.
So I've got it on the left, and when
it's
it goes
the
down
yep,
to the left eye, I'm blinking on, they're telling me on the left, they're telling me on the left side of your neck, I need to lay hands there. And that's going into the heart, into the lung.
Mm-hmm.
Going down inside the body. So I don't know if you've been to a doctor lately, but the left side is where I would lay hands on you immediately.
Well, yeah. does this help him at all, what you're doing now? Is there any energy coming to him from just this scan?
Yes, but I mean, it would be better if I laid hands on him to heal the left side of the neck. It's where I'm getting the blinking nonstop right now. It's why I'm chomping. But I think that what I want to know is... I'm not understanding, you're not feeling any neuropathy. You are, why I'm trying to get this a little bit across, because I'm wondering you're not feeling, you are feeling neuropathy on the left side, because that's what I was trying to ask you.
If I was doing any, I'm sorry, what's the word you use?
Neuropathy.
Neuropathy.
Say what
no,
that
I,
is.
I'm not using any kind of doing anything with my neck. I haven't done anything with it.
No, not your neck, like your foot or your leg.
Oh, no, I haven't done any kind of work with my foot or leg.
Oh, no, I don't think you're...
What is neuropathy?
Tingling sensation, numbness you are.
No numbness. I have numbness in my left cheek, and that's it.
Cheek.
Left cheek.
Yeah, that's where I got it. Okay, all right. Okay, cool.
Well,
okay,
so what,
I got
so...
it. Then. Okay. All right.
When you come to New York, if he's in the audience, will that energy help be dissolved just by being in the audience there?
Well, from what I'm noticing on Andy right now, and why they are okay. So let's go back. Why the angels are coming in and speaking is because they're telling me that he has been saved by the angels and God, that it could have been
That's
much
correct.
Worse. Yes, he knows.
Yeah.
And they're telling me that.
Yeah, I was awakened in 1996 by the Elohim and the Galactic Federation. So
absolutely.
They told me. They told
Praise
me that.
God
this,
by
this
the Elohim.
Operation
yeah.
they gave me. Yeah.
And he's right. The Holy Spirit has helped him already. He could be much worse. And praise
yes.
God that he is here. And when he is in the audience, I will come up to him and I could just, he is so connected. It's like amazing. He is so connected
yeah.
that I could just lay my hands on him. And right now we'll pray on him. And that it'll just by me touching him just a little bit, that side of his neck. And right now, can you rub your hands together really hot and bring some chi in?
Yes. Yeah.
And put it on your neck.
Okay.
And
oh, wow.
Say Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. And just go, and just move it off of you. Move it off of you. Yeah.
Do you feel your hands getting hot, Andy? Are they very
yes.
hot?
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
That's the
Good.
Holy Spirit.
Just move it off of you. Just move it off of you. It's right there on the left side, and on the left side of your cheek, where I saw it on the cheek right there, and on the back of your head, like right there. And this is what they want. God is our healer. The Holy Spirit is our healer. And for here, yes, and the Elohim is working with us. That's right.
Yes.
We're all on the same team.
Yes, it feels great about being on the same team. Hmm.
Yes, we're on the same team.
Wow. Wow, so you do this in the audience, and but anyone who's listening to this, was there any effect on people just listening to this?
Yes. I
feel some.
Yeah.
I feel some energy.
Wow. Yeah, so we found everything that needed to be found. Let me go over you again.
My hands are vibrating.
Good. So I found almost everything that needed to be found. The only thing is, I want to go over one more thing, and I don't want to embarrass you. I don't know why they were blinking. Let me go over it. Maybe it was a long time ago. Well, they're actually healing you right now. So I did get a blink on your bladder at one point and your prostate, but now it's actually a little better. Maybe a long time ago you had a prostate. Go ahead.
I've been wondering why I go to the bathroom a lot.
Okay. So yeah, they were blinking on the prostate for a minute there, but it's feeling like it's getting a little bit better. Yeah. So if you are having some issues there, maybe you do need that checked, maybe a little bit of a bladder infection going on.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to have that lingering.
No.
Okay.
No.
But I'm really excited about meeting you when I get to New York.
Great. Well,
it'll be a blessing to meet you. Thank you.
And
so
I wouldn't mind you. I wouldn't mind you putting your hand on the back of your head, also rubbing your hands together again, and putting your hand on the back of your head where you had that situation, and it's gone, and it saved you.
Right. Thank you.
Bless
I'm
you.
I'm doing it now.
Thank.
Good.
Thank you, Andy, for being so vulnerable and open.
I'm doing it for you also.
Okay.
And I'm doing it. Let me tell you where I'm doing it. Right. Yeah, so on the left side, right?
Yes.
And that's why it affected the opposite side of your body. That's why it's not attractive, but that's why it affected the opposite side of you.
He said he's deaf in his left ear. Did you hear that, Kimberly?
Yes, yes.
And so will this help? Could this help laying your hands on him? Will he?
Yes.
Could he?
Yes, it can.
Shift?
Yes. Andy, you're beautiful. Andy.
So are you.
Keep going, okay? Keep going. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Andy, for being on
the show. Thank you so much.
And stay with the energy all through the night. It'll stay with you. It'll linger with you. And
keep going. Be strong, Andy.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, I'll see you September 28th. I'll see you before that, but September 28th, Kimberly's going to be at the Church of St. Paul and St. Andrew doing this kind of work on people, with people. And she'll also be in Connecticut September 23rd at the Life Balance Center. That's L-I-P-H-E Balance Center, Barbara Slane in Western Connecticut. You can look that up on the Life Balance Center. I think that's also listed on New Reality, my website. The way to get reserve a place there, or you can just show up at the church in New York on September 28th, 7 p.m. But thank you for doing that.
See, the guides are a little bit perfectionist, and they like to just get everything like really detailish. So they come in like that sometimes, and they chatter a little bit there. It looks like I'm meeting a carrot at times, and it's just that they're trying to give the information, and sometimes the chattering of teeth means it could be pain or something happened a while ago. So there's all these different little things that go on.
Wow, I mean that was great. So when your teeth chatter, it's like the energy is really coming into you really strongly. Is that it?
Yes, and it could mean, like he was saying, he was saved, and it was pain at one time, and now he's not in the pain, but at one time it was really painful. So they're just giving these different trans medium informations, yeah.
Wow. So how is your energy now? Do you want to see if there's anyone who has a question? Or,
sure. I can answer a few questions.
All right. Well,
you're saying okay.
Don, are you still there with us? Do you want to give out, what's the best number for people to call? Let me see if Don, the producer, is there. I think the best number that I see on the website for people to call into the show is, let me see, what is the number here? Let me just, CBSRadio.com for station two. If you go, Don, do you hear us there? Let me see. Okay. I think the best number for people wanting to call into the station, they can try 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, or 323. Oh, okay. Don just sent me the best number is... okay, Speak Live, yes. In the U.S. and Canada, that's 888-429-5471. If someone's calling, you can just put them through. Meanwhile, I'll talk to Kimberly a little more. So, Kimberly, you have your work cut out for you, don't you?
Yes.
Kimberly? I mean, you're doing this. I mean, this was just a brief demonstration, but you usually spend like an hour, hour and a half with somebody, right?
Yes, I do some channeling in the beginning of the session. I do a 90-minute session in my office, and then I do a full channel healing on them, surgical healing sometimes. And this is, and I do live Skype sessions throughout the week. And I have a channel 12-dimensional CD that's available also on my website that people like to purchase.
Oh, and, what's your website again, then? What is the website?
TheHealingTrilogy.com, and my events are posted there also.
Okay, TheHealingTrilogy.com. So, but you are booked up, right? I mean, this is like,
yeah.
You know, you're getting...
Yeah, it helps a lot of people... find out the root cause of the issues, and also people that already know what they have, sometimes they want to do the scans to help out working with Western medicine and also work with their naturopathic doctors. And I'm open to all kinds of different healing modalities, and it's very helpful for people. And I do work with herbs. People bring in their herbs, and I do help them figure out if it's the right ones or not. And I do my intuitive abilities with all kinds of different things that people want to help them out with.
But it's all like, of course, you've never met this guy, Andy. And
never.
You don't know anything about anybody who comes to you. And you also say you want people who are really sick. I mean, they don't have to be really sick, but you're open to working with people who are extremely ill. Is that true?
Yeah.
I mean,
extremely ill. Yeah. And I also I do spiritual counseling also, but I do work with people that a lot of, yeah, go ahead. I do work with people that are really very, very sick too.
But, I mean, could you say... what percentage you help? Would you say you help 90% in some way? Or you help everyone that comes to you in some way, right?
Oh, are you saying, what are you saying, my percentage-wise of people being 100% healed?
Well, I know we can't say 100% healed, but what do you feel like the success rate is session?
They have a pretty high success rate of people being healed because of the fact that most of the people that come to me absolutely have a really high belief in God and belief in themselves and want to be healed and have gone through the medical system, gone through many, many people and many, you know, either other healers or the system and have not been healed, and they really are 100% in, and they surrender over into the higher dimension of consciousness of God, and know, and they learn how to accept the energy of the Holy Spirit to go through their body, and they see that it can happen, and it happens right there in my office, and they know how to seal it, they know how to keep it in their body, and they know how to live a cleaner life. They change their diet with me. They learn the tools afterwards. I teach them after how to keep continuing the practice, and I am writing a book right now, and hopefully the book
will
come out.
What is the book?
Oh, it's a channeled book that I'm channeling, and it'll be about my near death experience, and in it it'll talk about the tools of keeping this healing inside your body, and it'll be very, very good. I hope people will enjoy it and learn from it.
But what are the tools? Can you give us a little hint about what the tools for keeping this healing in your body is?
Well, one of them is learning to move into the higher dimension of God, the 12th dimensional consciousness, and learning how to stay 100% in every day and not letting yourself drop into the lower dimensional consciousness and letting in dark energy, which is like I'm speaking about. We breathe, we eat, we let other energies into our body, living a pure, loving, conscious society, energy in our body. Being on your food, eating clean food.
Those negative energies come in with food, you're saying, that we're eating?
Everything, water, food, different, you know, people come to me often.
How do we know?
Oh, we know.
People come to you.
I could get into a whole show about markets and foods and banks and political stuff. You know, I could get into a whole other show about this stuff, but
Well, tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about that.
you know, for an example, you know, you could be at a job and be a coworker is ganging up on you. Okay, is that coworker really a bad person? You know, someone could say to me, what do I do to make the coworker stop beating up on me? Well, that coworker is really not mad at you. The coworker is not 100% living in a relationship with practicing loving the energy of God. So what is God? God is love. God is the energy of speaking, a beautiful energy of love, not jealousy, not anger, not fear. So you could pray all day long for that coworker, but the coworker is not getting any better because this dark energy is seeping through this coworker to gang up on you. So
what do you do? Yes.
Absolutely. What do you do? So someone could say, well, pray for 50 days for that coworker to not hurt me anymore. But it's not working. It's spiritual warfare. So the country, you know, pray for the country not to be, you know, bad anymore, but the country still keeps getting worse. So what I'm saying what is the answer? I know what the answer is.
What is
the answer is that we need to start taking responsibility and bow down to our creator that created us. We don't even say the Pledge of Allegiance to God anymore. So Hashem, Hashem, God, Elohim, what I'm saying to you is that when I tell my clients, what you do is you look in the face of that coworker and you say to the coworker, be a peacemaker. We need peacemakers here in this world. You look at the coworker and you say, I love you. Bless you. Be kind to the person that is your enemy. Love the person that is coming after you that's acting that way, because that person is not the person. When you look at somebody, that you can see in their eyes when they have anger, it's not them. They're emitting an anger towards you because you are the light. You are a higher.
You mean they've been taken over by some
absolutely
dark force, the entity of anger themselves is possessing their body.
Absolutely, they are not really that angry person. The energy is going through them and right at you. And why is it going right at you? Because you are a loving, beautiful person. Most of the people that come to me are beautiful, loving people. The people that have the cancer, the people that are the weakest, the givers, are getting sick. Now, this is very true. So guess what happens to the people that say to come back and go, wow, that coworker's not getting upset with me anymore because I'm being kind to them. I'm being loving to them. I'm being good to them. They are being sweet to me now. Their eyes are changed. They're nice to me, and I'm being more loving to them. They're being more loving to me.
Did that person help that other person transmute that those negative entities?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So in a world where we have so much anger and attack going on, to us get more angry and more attack, we need peacemakers. We all need to become peacemakers, not fight with more anger, more love.
Yes, but how do we protect ourselves? What is the key to that, you know, protecting that energy, that purity?
We need to connect more to the 12th dimension, to more God, more love. Bow down to God and love and light, not more anger.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You can't have two people creating more anger. Okay. That doesn't bring more peace into the world.
Okay. Okay, we have a call from Leah from California. Leah, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thanks for listening. How did you hear about the program?
Actually, I called in to the other station to listen to my old friend Veronica, and they said, oh, there's a psychic healer right now. If you call in right now.
Oh, well, she's more than a psychic healer, but do you know Kimberly?
What does she do?
Kimberly?
No, I don't know her work. I hear she's well
I would say she's a channel for love. I would say that. Bring the Holy Spirit into the body. That's how I would describe you. Kimberly, how would you describe it?
Sure. That sounds great.
But, do you have a, can you scan someone on the phone there, Kimberly? I mean, what can you do with a phone call?
Yeah, probably not right. Just scanner on the phone. But I can take a question if you want to ask me a question.
If you have a question about healing or health or, you know, your own spiritual mission, I think Kimberly could tune in. Do you have anything like that, Leah?
I really don't have questions about my health. It's really more to do with, and not so much with the mission, because I'm pretty sure about what that is, but if you can pick up of anything about, you know, where I can go from here. I produce a lot of work. I'm out there, 10 books, et cetera, on, you know, basically creativity, creative development, and also on, you know, the shifting consciousness. So I was just wondering if she had anything to say about, did she get any reading off of that kind of work and how to
so
go?
I
great
answer,
question.
You know, yeah, I don't answer questions, like long questions. You can ask me a yes and no question.
Go
ahead.
Let's see. Good question about that. Should I stay where I am geographically, or should I go somewhere else? Is that a good one?
You could say that. It doesn't matter if you want to say. Oh, you're asking should you go somewhere else or should you stay where you are? That's what you're asking, Kimberly.
Right.
Okay.
Because I'm not a psychic, so I'm an intuitive. And you mean should you go somewhere else, meaning what? Like be more specific?
To live?
Just be more geographic. Geographic location. I've been kind of hankering to go somewhere else, so I was just wondering if that.
They're saying, you know, my guides are saying no, you shouldn't go somewhere else.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought because.
And then I got like 10, so maybe not for 10 months or something. I'm not sure. So it made me like 10 make links.
Right. That's good.
What were you saying, Leah? That's interesting because why? You were saying that's interesting because...
Well, you know, I came here for my body because my body feels good in California. And but my mind sometimes just longs to be in more of a city environment. And yeah, so, you know, not to say that all of California is like this, but it is not. But, you know, I like the coast. I like the ocean. And I keep on thinking, well, you know, maybe I should get out of here. Maybe that would increase my abilities. I've been getting some work lately back in my old field of teaching and tutoring, and you know, in order for me to do this work via webinar, I have to upgrade my computer system to the tune of like $2,000. So that kind of thing is like, should I buy a new computer? It would be another one because I think the answer is yes, but should it be like the latest and greatest, or should it be about a year ago?
Right. But I think when you said, you know, the answer is yes, I think this is where we're coming to. People have to start to tap into their own awareness. I think Kimberly's there to help people, but it's like,
yeah, I mean,
we have, yes, go ahead, Kimberly, yes.
No, I mean, I can answer, you know, I can blink on the answers for you and you know, do a lot of the intuitive answers for you, but you just have to ask me and then, you know, I can do that for
right.
you. But like Alan is saying, to gain more intuitiveness to that is true, but you could ask me a couple more, you know, maybe one more question and then go ahead.
Okay, so I guess the question is that, you know, I've done all this work and I put out enormous amount of content on my own, and now this other work is coming back to me, which is really more in the sort of old world of, you know, teaching people how to do different software programs and things like that. And so I just wonder why that's happening right now. It's like almost like making me buy a new computer, which is kind of like, you know, I could do that
well,
and then the work disappears.
Yeah.
So you're asking, should you buy a new computer?
Okay,
is that
question
your question?
So
right.
They're giving me a lot of negative blinks on what you're asking me right now, and they're saying that you're not really asking me a question. You're just talking, and I'm not being like, I just say, the guides really like a question.
Are you saying, should you buy a new computer? Would that be a question for you?
No, that is the question.
I need a straight question.
Well, that's
should
the
I
question.
Buy a
Go
new,
ahead, ask
Should
her.
I buy a new computer?
They're saying no.
Oh, and they're not saying why?
No. So how my guides work, and it's funny because my clients come in and they love channeling with me because I am very, my guides are very high dimensional and they really like straight questions, like very precise. So it's like, you know, to ask questions to me, it's just like straight questions and that's how it is. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, thank you, Leah.
Well, thank you so much.
So I don't know. We have to be on for a lot longer with you to figure out why they don't. Maybe you should do a Skype session with me.
How can people find you, Kimberly?
TheHealingTrilogy.com. And yeah, we could do a Skype session and figure out what they're trying to say to you because they might be saying you need to go a different way or something with your life plan or your mission. I don't know.
Right. It's not as simple as yes or no, even though that's what
Absolutely.
You're giving. There's a lot. Yeah, there's more
well,
to it.
It can't be because, and I do this. I do tarot.
Yeah,
a lot
so there's
of
a
that.
Lot more behind your questions that you're asking that they're trying to say. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
But
you know, and I
thank
can do,
you. For,
I thank you for helping. Thank you.
You.
Appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate
you.
The phone call. But, Kimberly, just to sort of wrap up, I just, is channeling part, I mean, that's not really your field so much as being asked questions, is it? It's more like the energy
yes.
of healing.
Oh, yes, it is. I do a lot of channeling throughout the day that I do
oh,
my
do?
Work. I do about a half hour, 35 minutes of channeling with each client. I go over,
oh,
you know, whether
know
they have medications. whether they have, you know, herbs, whether why they got sick, how it came in their body. I do a lot of trans channeling with clients, and then I do the scanning. Yeah, I'm a full-blown trans medium through each private session I do.
That's amazing. That's amazing. but it's hard with just these sort of casual questions to tune in. I mean, you have to really be there, right, with the person?
Well, no, I can do them over the radio. It's just people have to really understand that the spiritual guides lying are very intellectual, and they like the questions to be really formed in a very high vibe, you know, not to say this, the people are not intellectual, because they are, but they just like them formed straightforward.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, no, I appreciate that too. So people going to you for a private reading could ask you, is this medication good for me or that? And are you ever worried about the AMA or the health, or doesn't matter, or do you see it as a complement to Western medicine?
No, I've been, you know, very, yeah, I feel it's very helpful, and they can always do whatever they want to do. They always talk to their doctors or their other holistic practitioners. And actually, a lot of times I blink exactly what is in order what they're doing. And sometimes the doctors will say, well, she was correct, and what she's saying is better than what we're doing. And you know, there's so many different forms of chemo, and I'm not against, I'm for whatever is best for what each individual is good for. And, you know, I'm for what makes the person the healthiest.
Right. Whatever that takes. But
absolutely.
What does make the person the healthiest, I think what you're saying, is if they tap into the pure essence of that God force. When we do
and I'm doing testing at the SciTech lab up in Encinitas. I do thermography I'm doing thermography testing, and I had blind studies taken and before and after pictures of people before I've scanned them, and I shown that tumors are dissolved after I've laid hands. And you know, there's a lot of things that are happening right now that are very exciting, showing God versus science, and showing that this has been going on way before I've been around, you know, that this is truly the time, and that we can envelop the energy of God and the healing of energy through lots of people learning to lay hands on each other and heal ourselves.
So when someone lays hands on someone else, it's like if they get out of the way, that is the energy of God then, would you say?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a beautiful energy going through our body to transmute to another and do the healing, yes.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. I mean, you are really committed to uplifting the planet in a beautiful, beautiful way. I appreciate all the work you're doing. And all the sacrifice, in a way, selflessly. You know, you're just going for it. And
Thank you. I'm excited to come to New York.
Yeah, so I'm saying Kimberly will be in New York September 28th, 2017. You could make a reservation. You could go to my website or Kimberly's website. My website is newrealities.com. Look for the picture of Kimberly Meredith there. And sign up, register. You can pay what you can. If you can't afford that full price, that's okay. We want people at that church. Kimberly will also be in Connecticut on September 23rd at the Life Balance Center in Western Connecticut. Weston, Weston. Go to the Life Balance Center to reserve a spot there. That's LIPHE Balance Center.com. You're also every week in LA, pretty much. What's your schedule in Los Angeles?
Right now, I'm going up to Tustin, doing an event there next Saturday.
What is that? Tustin?
That's Tustin, like Orange County. and we're doing an event at Sanctuary Wellness Center. And then in October, I'm going to San Francisco and doing an event at the Center of SF.
But you're also every week in L.A., aren't you?
Right now, I'm not doing an event in L.A. right now. I'm just doing some touring.
You're not.
No.
Oh, I see. But people can also Skype you at some point.
In L.A., I do have an office in L.A. where I do sessions in L.A. constantly. Yeah, I do private sessions in Los Angeles.
But you're also doing Skype sessions with whoever. How do people make an appointment for a Skype session with you?
Oh, they do it on my website.
HealingTrilogy.com.
And then, yeah, so in New York, I can do that, yeah.
How booked up are you?
I don't have anything available into November.
Wow, so you are really popular, huh? And,
I don't know.
And the Skype sessions are almost as powerful as the in-person sessions?
Yeah, they are very good. Spirit does come in very strong in the Skype sessions, yes.
Right.
But lots of people are coming in from all over to LA to have the healings here too. I'm getting another office now in Sherman Oaks, so that'll be good. All two places.
Wow. And if people are anywhere on the East Coast, come to New York and Connecticut.
Yeah, please come to New York.
Yeah, we want a really great turnout in New York September 28th and in Connecticut on September 23rd. It's the first time Kimberly will be on the East Coast because she's very popular on the West Coast, but it's very exciting to have her here and bring in this energy. Because it's palpable and people shift in this presence. I mean, I can't explain it. I can't even put a name on it, but I feel stuff, and thank you. Well, thank you for your time today, Kimberly.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to do some work. If we don't have any more questions, anybody else wanted to ask anything or no?
Well, we could. I can. There is somebody else who...
Yeah.
Who might, let me just see if, wait one second. Meanwhile, what can just tell me what your, coming year looks like? You're going to be in New York, you're going to be in San Francisco, but what's your vision for yourself? Do you want to, do this everywhere? I mean, what do you see going on? For you, what's your potential?
My potential? I see, possibly I feel like it would be really great to start doing something, on a, maybe, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Possibly, maybe more on a, I think the guides, I'm feeling want something higher. Maybe I'm not quite sure. Actually, I think I'll just lead it to where God wants to take me. But I think the biggest way to reach people through prayer and seeing this evolve would maybe be through
television, right? Let's do
that way. Maybe that way. Like, I kind of like the old, the Sunday morning Catherine Kuhlman show. I loved, to see her, she had a show called I Believe in Miracles, and just sort of seeing the same thing I'm doing out of the events, but where you could tune in and watch that and get it out to the families at home that can't go out maybe, or the children or the person that's sitting at home that can't walk like I was, where I couldn't walk and could see the miracles from the house, happen.
Wait, so if you did this on television, would people watching get an experience?
They're saying yes. They're blinking God, God, God. And, it kind of brings tears to my eyes because, if you could see that from home, then anyone could get access to seeing it. And then that would be very good for people that are sick and that would bring a lot of hope to people.
But what's the difference between what you do and what those Christian, maybe there is no difference, those Christian faith healers do? Is there a difference, or I guess it's the same energy, huh?
Well, there is a difference. I am a lot different than the Christian faith healers because they're not, you know, they're not dissolving tumors. They're not dissolving, you know, they're doing their gifts. You know, I'm doing my gifts. Every person has a different gift. And I'm, you know, proclaiming the angel that comes down from heaven. And then I do the work of Jesus, yes, and God, and they do what their work is. And so we all have a special gift. And so, you know, they're just saying that maybe mine needs to be seen in my own way. And I have a science side to me. And I have, you know, I channel Casey and I channel Einstein. And so I have my own thing that's going on.
What is your, I mean, I've heard you talk, but what is your relationship to Edgar Casey?
Well, you know, I think when you said, you know, the Christian faith healers and what they do, like I scan bodies and I do this different thing. And I work in the 12th dimension where the Christian people do their other thing. So my relationship to Casey started after I started getting my gifts coming on. I never even knew about Casey. Well, I'm a trans medium. I go under when I find things in the body. That's very similar to what Casey used to do. He put himself underneath the trans channel. So I'm a trans medium channel. I'm always channeling. I'm always in a trans medium channel. I'm like a walking channeler.
Right.
So I'm
right.
Like, so, I got all these things going on.
But do you feel like Edgar Casey's spirit is around you, or just what you do is like Edgar Casey?
No, I feel his spirits around me. I feel lots of spirits around me. They're all around me, yeah.
What does Einstein have to say to you? Where does he fit in, Einstein?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say, you know, oh my God, Kimberly's got, you know, I'm just a telephone pole to lots of guides that come in around me.
Well, I know.
But I mean,
I know
you
don't want to brag about your connection to Einstein, but what is he saying to you?
I don't
what
know
kind
what
of stuff.
Just, you know, I work with laser machines. Einstein created a laser machine, you know. I just had a near-death experience, and after the experience, I didn't really know about Einstein that much or Casey. I just, you know, do what I do.
You just do what you do, but you're doing it very well. Obviously, you're helping lots of people. I mean, it's very exciting. I'm really, really happy you're coming to New York to spread this knowledge, this wealth of information.
I just want to be of service and be helpful to many people as long as I am around to help as many people as I can and spread good cheer and peace and help people understand that we have lots of things to be grateful for and to become peacemakers. And this is a good thing. And we can do this. We can help spiritual attacks. We can calm down the world. And there's a lot of hope here.
And we can heal, you're saying, too.
Absolutely. We can be healed. Yes, we
and
can
there's
be
no,
healed.
Would you say there's no case that is too far gone? Or
that
people have their
we
own...
We have a lot to do in the next 5 years. A lot to do. But this
right.
is where we do, you know, keep the faith, not go into fear mode, and just, you know, keep it going
but,
here. Yeah.
But just as far as healing... There's no case that's too far gone that you can't help in some way. Is that true? I don't want to put words in your
mouth.
That.
I love what you're saying. Absolutely not. And this is by really, if you want to talk about the Holy Spirit and God, this is this is what I was talking about. Really stepping in and putting both feet in, not letting one crack go through your body of that dark energy. And that's when we talk about, you know, we talk about the country, you know, can't let anything dark seep in, you know, you really got to be strong, really got to be strong.
Well, but so you're saying the healing can happen anywhere if people let, just release that dark energy, everyone could be healed. You're saying that?
Yes, a lot of different little changes have to be made, one step at a time, baby steps, but they can be done, absolutely. Anyone can be healed, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, okay. I think we have one more question coming in. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Let me just see if someone, let me just see if he's coming in. This guy, Jeff, who lives around the corner, has a question for you, but I don't know if they're connecting, if he's coming through or not. But let me, what's that?
Thank you.
No, thank you for all the time. If he's not coming through, we'll just say
okay,
goodbye. But
fine.
Let me just see. No, no, let me just see. Just give me two more minutes. But thank you for spending all this time. I know you're incredibly busy. Do you have a normal life at all? Do you go out?
I
not really.
I spend my time preying on people. And
you and you spend your leisure time and off time preying on people too?
Yes. I do get
you
a few giggles in now and then. I do have a tendency to giggle a lot after my near-death experience, but mostly
right.
Praying.
But when do you relax?
Well, when you ask that question, my head, if you saw me right now, people saw me, I do lots of blinking and my eyes go up to God right now. So when you said, when do you relax? I put my head up to God. My eyes blink up to God.
And what does that mean to you?
Well, my eyes going up to God means God says when I relax.
Oh. Wow, you've given your life over to this mission. That's amazing.
I'm on a mission.
That is noble. That is
yes.
Like, this
yeah,
is God like the life of, it's like the life of a saint. I'm not saying you're a saint, but it is the life of a saint in a way. You know, you you were a pretty normal person before all this, right? I mean, you were just a regular sort of person.
Yeah.
I mean, you told me, like,
yes.
This is just amazing. Imagine if the whole world functions.
I'm adjusting
well,
to it. Yeah.
Well, I think you're doing really well, but just imagine if the whole world was functioning on this level. Is that possible, you think, at some point in the future for this?
They're blinking. Yes. They want, I think, more people to move into the higher dimensions, and I think they will do that. I think people will eventually, some people will be moving into this energy. More people can. They're blinking very fast.
Who else do you feel is doing the work? I mean, I know everyone's doing the work on their level, but who else would you say is doing this work?
I don't really know. They're just blinking straight forward right now.
All right. Well, I guess we're all doing it in our own way.
Yes.
All right. I was hoping this guy, Jeff, was coming through, but I guess they were not able to get him through the line. This is another person I thought you could really help, but this person would require, like, pretty much a full body scan, you know. So, anyway, Kimberly will be doing this. She'll be doing this on Skype. You can reach her at Healing Trilogies. She'll definitely, anyone who comes to the church or the Life Balance Center on the East Coast will get a major upgrade with this healing energy. You'll be on a bunch of other radio shows as well, right, coming up in the next couple of months?
Yes, I'm going on one this Friday. This Thursday, I'll be on a show. Yes.
All right, and this is going to be archived on BBS Radio. This will also be on my website. I'll post the show on your website as well. Thank you, Kimberly, for spending.
Thank you so much, Alan.
And do you have any closing words you want to leave people listening with?
I just want to say bless everybody and keep loving prayers out to everybody and gratitude.
Thank you for what you're doing, first of all, because I don't think everyone, even if they had this calling, would be as dedicated as you to this mission. It's sort of a very fulfilling life to know that you're helping people and healing them and giving them their life back in a way. I mean, that's probably some of the highest things anyone can do here on planet Earth. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for being so dedicated. And you're also going to be at the Conscious Living Expo in L.A. in February, right?
Yes, I am going back in February this year, coming back. And I'm really happy and I appreciate that I'll be going back there again.
Okay, so if people, again, want to reach you, it's healingtrilogy.com. They can make a Skype appointment. You do see people in L.A. They can find that on your website. You'll be on the East Coast September 23rd at the Life Balance Center in Connecticut, Western Connecticut. And your big celebration at the St. Paul and St. Andrew's Church in New York on September 28th at 7 p.m., you can get a ticket online at newrealities.com or just show up at the church. No one will be turned away. You can donate what you can. Thank you. Thank you for listening. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities, bringing what I feel is the latest in spiritual technology, upliftment, people who are really making a difference. So, that's you, Kimberly. Thanks for making a difference.
You too.
We're doing it all in our own way. Okay, I will talk to you soon. And you can always, and people listening can reach me at newrealities.com, newrealities@earthlink.net, and just drop me a line and let me know what you're thinking. Also, my YouTube channel, youtube.com/newrealities. Thanks for listening.